First of all, congratulations on the Piper. Wow, what an intriguing and sinister film.
Thank you very much.
Charlotte, first of all, tell me about Mel and her progression through the film.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess Mel, at the heart of the film, I think it's really a relationship about her, Mel and her daughter. You know, she's on her own essentially. She's bringing up this daughter on her own. She's got this opportunity in the symphony that I think she also kind of like sees a better life for both her and Zoe. And then the power of the music and the horror of the music kind of takes her over. And then it, you know, I think it's like one of those stories about someone becoming like so focused and so driven that they lose sight of everything else. And she, you know, in she almost loses sight of her own daughter until she suddenly figures out what is more important and manages to, well, actually, I don't want to spoil it at the end, but yes.
Erlinger, are you a fan of horror films and films like that?
Yeah, I'm a big horror movie fan. I've been since I was way too young to watch horror films. I was always, I always gravitated towards the horror section at the video store. And even though I wasn't allowed to watch the movies, there was something about them that just really intrigued me. And then I would, make up my own stories in my head and go to school and tell my fellow 7, 8 year olds about, Freddy Krueger and stuff that like gave them nightmares. I wasn't a wild child, but I was wild in that regard, I guess. But yeah, and then I never grew out of it. I'm still, a big horror movie fan. I try to, see everything, and I think a lot of the most kind of interesting and, innovative stuff happens in the horror genre. It's like the genre where kind of anything goes. Working in it, but also being a fan of it, like there's so much freedom happening there. And I think we're in a pretty good time for horror, these past few years.
Yeah, I think so too. I think people just like to be scared. They like to go to the movies for an event, a white knuckle ride. Charlotte, in playing a musician, I mean, are you a musician yourself? I mean, do you handle yourself well with musical instruments?
I wouldn't call myself a musician, but I really like to play music, which I think is a different thing. But I play the saxophone and the cello, and I sing, and I actually all and piano, and I play a little bit of bass guitar. My partner is an excellent musician, so we spend quite a lot of time kind of jamming together. But that's mostly for our benefit rather than with any. I'm not very good, but I really love to play, is basically what I'm saying.
Well,
But it was.
you look so natural sitting there in the symphony.
Well, yeah, no, I learned to play the flute for the film, and I loved learning to play it. And I mean, the flute's a beautiful, beautiful instrument. And I have spent a fair amount of time in orchestras. I don't think I have any real talent, but I got a lot of like love and dedication.
Losing Julian Sands has got to be a big hole in your heart, both of you. What was he like to work with?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's very sad. It's been, it was a, really awful news to get. But working with him was amazing. I mean, he was such a joy to be around, and he kind of brought all of his experience, decades worth of experience, but also just, like a kind of a gravity to the set. And he was very, generous with his time. He was, we would, shoot a full day, and then we would go out to have dinner and drinks and, laughs, and he would tell us stories. And was great to have him on set also, just because he, having done this so many times, and this was kind of, for me, it was the kind of first, bigger picture that I had done. So often when things got, stressful or chaotic, I could always just kind of look at him, and he would just kind of give me a look, and everything's gonna be fine, everything's gonna be okay. Like, I've been through worse than this, for me, it was, I'm very happy to have gotten to work with him and gotten to know him. And it's a huge loss, obviously, that he's not with us anymore. But It's definitely a time that I will, never forget to have been with him on this film.
Charlotte, the same question. I mean, do you have a great memory of working with him?
Yeah, like I mean, I was really in awe of him, like especially at the beginning. Like I remember watching Room with a View and just like at the beginning of filming and just thinking he was like such a phenomenal actor. But then like meeting him, he really, yeah, he had such a kind of like a childlike wonder, like and he really like approached acting in that kind of pure like play space that it really felt like kind of art and we were just kind of playing together and it yeah it was he was a really beautiful like scene partner and incredibly supportive and generous and everything that you would hope for. So it was, yeah, it was really devastating finding out the news of his passing, but I think both Erling and I really feel incredibly grateful to have got to have the experience together. And he was really brilliant.
Yeah, it was so lovely to see the dedication at the end of the film too. It's just Charlotte, tell me what you think people are going to walk away from when after they watch The Piper.
I hope they're terrified, but also in a kind of fun way, you know? Like what I really love about this film is that like it is genuinely really scary, but it also doesn't take itself too seriously. Like I think you can have a really a really good time watching it. But it is, it's like, you know, it's grandiose and like chilling and creepy, but also like a yeah, like a really good time, which I think is kind of also important in horror movies.
Earlier in our last moments together, I mean, the score for this is absolutely brilliant. I mean, not only is it a movie about a score, but the score itself underlines that it's a movie about a score. Is that complicated?
So meta.
Yes, I mean, thank you so much for saying that. But yeah, I mean, it was very complicated to pull off, because this is one thing to write about music and kind of say on the page like it's gonna sound like this and it's gonna sound like that, but then somebody has to figure out what it actually sounds like and kind of build upon that. Thankfully, I got to work with a total genius, Christopher Young, who I've been a fan of since my early days of being a horror fan. Like he wrote the music for Hellraiser and Copycat and Sinister and like all these amazing movies that I've loved over the years. And for him, like I mean, he'll be the first to tell you that it was challenging, but it was like the kind of challenge that a composer can't say no to. Like it's you get to write a score, but also a concerto in a film that's all about music. And I know he had like a great time doing it. It was complicated and it was very difficult. And there were probably a lot of sleepless nights because it's also just a lot of music. But I just remember like listening to the when he recorded the full blown final version of the music with 100-piece orchestra, listening to that, just being, having goosebumps the whole time and being so impressed by what he was able to accomplish and what it adds to the movie. I think, without that music, like the movie, doesn't work. And thankfully the music is amazing. So it's fantastic.
It is amazing and it's chilling at the same time. Before I go and say goodbye, Charlotte, I want to tell you what a terrific actress you are. I loved you in Game of Thrones. What a great turn. I mean, your character was so memorable.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I had a huge amount of fun playing that role, so thank you.
And both of you, congratulations again on The Piper, dedicated to Julian Sands, the late Julian Sands, and we'll all be watching it. I'm going to watch it again, so it is just a wonderfully chilling film. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.